Island News. Tonight's episode is about... Drum roll, please. How life in Australia changed in the 20th century. And now here's Max with a population report.
Hello, my name is Max and I will now be telling you your attractions. A lot of countries came when the first gold rushes happened and when the first Australian found gold. Another attraction is the amazing landmarks that Australia have today, like Sydney Harbour Bridge and Ayers Rock. Recently, Australia's population hit 23 million. Now to Charlie for the Aboriginal report.
Hi, I'm Charlie, and I'm going to talk to you about the Aboriginal situation in the 20th century. In the 1900s, the Aboriginal land was taken away from the Indigenous people. The government gave them handouts, pockets of money for food and drink. They didn't want handouts, they wanted their land back. Men like Vincent Lingyari and Eddie Mabo cried out to have their land back. After many, many, many years, Gough Whitlam, the Australian Prime Minister at that time, poured the sand into Vincent Lingyari's hand to symbolise that they had their land back, finally. Now to Darren with the technology report.
Hi, I'm Darren and I'm going to be talking about technology. In 1930, the first direct telephone call was linked by a radio telephone service from between Sydney and Britain. In 1932, ABC was established to transmit radio programs nationwide. In 1994, ABC started operating 24 hours. Now to fillet for multicultural food.
Hi, I'm Pele, and I will be telling you about the multicultural food. Let's get started. So the Chinese came here because of the gold rushes and of a bad government. And that's why probably the best Chinese food is in Sydney. Also, Indians, French, German, Italian, and many other countries came after the war. And that is why Australia has many different restaurants and cuisines. Now over to Alia with the sports report.
Sport in the 20th century was very similar to the sport today. AFL was a sport invented in the 20th century. AFL originally was called VFL, which stands for Victoria Football League. They changed the name in 1990 to AFL. AFL stands for Australian Football League. The other sports people played in the 20th century were netball, basketball and badminton. They also played cricket. Cricket was a very famous sport in the 20th century and most boys played it. Donald Bradman was a very famous cricket player of his era. Now to Ellie with the arts and music report.
Hi, my name is Ellie and I'm here to talk about the art and music report. Okay, in the 20th century, many styles of music became popular, such as pop, rock, jazz, blues, and country. Also, many styles of art were popular. Paint, fluoro, pastels, and collage. Some decades had styles. The 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. War also had an impact on art and music because they didn't have enough money for paint or music equipment.
That's it for tonight's episode of PacMed News.
Thanks for listening!